Hello, welcome in to You Tweeted, You Memed It, episode 13. We're going to call this one Try Again. Try Again, that's one word, Try Again. T-R-Y-G-I-N. I am your host, Byron Broussard, a.k.a. Lord Byron, also known as Black Rocker, or Lord Black Rocker. Man of many names, not many talents, talking one of them. This is a rare record. We're in a hookah bar in the public. You can hear the ambient noises of different cultural singings going on in the background. There's people trying to enjoy their evening. Hopefully they will not be interrupted by this talking randomly. I'll try not to look them in the eye while I'm talking about them. I'm here with Lace Joyce Taylor, who's a known tweeter. What's your Twitter handle?
I changed my Twitter handle so much, so we're just gonna roll with Taylor Made Lay. T-A-Y-L-O-R-M-A-D-E Lay, because I'm awesome.
Okay, that's cool. If you're awesome, I guess you can follow her. Do you follow people back?
Depends on if you're hot or funny.
I follow people back who just seem real. I have a lot of people who follow me for no reason. They don't even tweet about normal things. Oh, who could be taken care of?
Yeah, I'm messing stuff up.
And I'm eating on mic. Thank you. Would you like to say something?
I'm getting old. My cat hurt.
Which cat is that? Is it a household cat?
Yep. Her name's Sasha.
Sasha
Fierce.
Sasha Fierce. Wow. Cat with a first and last name. So we were talking earlier about productions and writing, and you had put a script together.
Put multiple scripts together. Some are more dramatic than others, but majority are comedy scripts. I'm a comedian, so comic script. You got to keep it sexy.
Indeed. Indeed, script. I wrote a script. It wasn't very sexy or funny. It's very, very trippy. Mine was about like time travel and stuff. And it's like a magic time travel egg or something. These kids were tripping.
So instead of having a DeLorean, they had a chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except not the actual chicken, just the egg. The egg came first.
So the egg comes first, not the chicken.
Yes. And then you can go back in time and with a chicken, I guess.
And that's Byron Broussard's trippy kit.
Yep. Get yourself an egg, go back in time, find some chickens. Then you will solve the meaning of life and everything in it.
So how do you like your eggs fried or fertilized?
I do not like my eggs fertilized. I know in like Asia and stuff, they eat tiny embryos of birds, like straight out of the eggs. Yeah, they chew the little beaks and stuff. It's quite obscene.
Sounds like some voodoo shit to me.
It's supposed to be tasty.
Just like the other white meat, huh?
Yeah. The very, very tender white meat. I usually have random topics that I get into myself, but having another person here, it's kind of stopping my random flow. What is it that you like to talk about when you're alone, not being recorded by a podcast?
I like to talk to myself. I have an alter ego named Algie Slim, and I like to keep her locked up in my trunk because
Algie
she's not
Slim, yeah. locked in the trunk.
Yeah, Algie Slim with the money sign. She's not playing with a full deck. I like to keep her locked in the trunk because she seems to cause trouble everywhere she goes.
Right. I don't really have an alter personality that I keep locked up, but I do keep my upfront personality locked up, if that makes sense.
That's no fucking fun.
It is not. Being reserved is not fun at all. trying to change that somehow. Maybe through podcasts or comedy. You know, finding the funny bone.
The only funny bone I see is on my chicken wing from Popeye.
That is a funny bone. The chickens at Popeye's. Sometimes they're not from chickens.
What?
steroids and chicken.
GMOs. You already know.
Shout out the GMO, you know. No fertilizer in my chicken.
But a big topic out right now is, what do you identify as?
Yes, that is a big topic.
Broussard, what do you like to identify as?
I identify as an intellectual of sorts. If we were talking about sexuality, people have been getting, you know, marriage rights lately. I don't know if I identify as a transgender or if that's my easiest classification.
I identify as a cunt.
How does that go? Like, how's being a cunt?
Because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a one fuck, two fuck, red fuck, blue fucks. I say what I feel unless it doesn't benefit me. And then I just shut the fuck up and sit the fuck back.
Well, seems like being a cunt is the way to go. That's my vote. We should all be cunts.
The world would be a better place.
Agreed.
With Confederate flags.
Oh yeah, cunts and Confederate flags. That is...
That should be the name of a new mixtape. Cunts and Confederate flags.
Lil Boosie, 2024.
I got my cunt, that bitch bad, and I'm rocking a Confederate flag.
That's what's up, we dropping hot shit. You tweeted you meaned it exclusive.
Bombs, scrape bombs. Drop that sound.
Confederate flag is in the news recently. I really don't care about it. I feel like everyone has flags that they fly. They mean different things for different people. Some people don't want to let go of their Confederate flags. I feel like, you know, that's their priority.
I say more power to them, because taking down a Confederate flag isn't going to change the way someone feels about a situation.
Yep. That's about right. I mean, it's not like the flag has words on it, like hate black people or the South will rise again. Just stars and stripes.
But a lot of times I feel like Kanye. When I find something that pisses people off, I like to take it and make it mine. When I was in school in Baton Rouge, there's this huge Confederate flag in a place called Fred's. It's a bar in Tigerland.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there and I was like, whoa, this is a no nigga flex zone.
Niggas cannot flex in this zone.
I'ma flex my ass on out this bitch. Goodbye.
I've actually never, well, I think I went to my friend's apartment once where there was a Confederate flag, but never in an establishment. That's something different. I don't know.
That's like, get your black ass out of here.
Yep. I would probably sit in like the middle of that store. Just be like, hey guys, I'm black.
I'm a Michael Jackson moonwalk out that bitch talking about Lizzie got soul, Lizzie got soul. Ah!
The topic of comedy and funny bone was mentioned for a brief moment. How do you feel with the stand-up that you've been doing?
I feel as though I'm not a comedian. I'm a truth teller. I just tell shit from my perspective. I tell the truth from my perspective. If you don't like it, nah, that's okay. If you love it, more power to you. Either way it goes, I'm just gonna be honest.
That's legit. I like that that outlook. I feel like more comedians should probably embrace that, you know? This is me, this is my truth. You know, if you can't handle it, fuck off. Meow, meow.
I walk around in drawers, and Confederate flag bras, and I'm black.
That's it's a statement right there. Yeah, that's all I could describe that as.
Turning into Soldier Slim. Either you love me or you love me not. I'ma be me.
Philosophies getting thrown around. This is quite the talk. What about your Twitter? Do you normally tweet funny things or whatever's on your mind, or what kind of tweeter are you?
I tweet my feelings. I work for an establishment that is a hellhound, aka IE, one of the oldest establishments in the United States. That's older than the American Revolution. It was founded in 1775, and I feel like I'm in 1775 behind fucking chains and shit, working for them motherfuckers.
Damn, my work does not stem back that far. I work for a government company, though. It's interesting. But you're, you said, what did you say about your Twitter? I have short-term memory loss.
Yeah, I do too. But I'm basically a truth teller.
Truth teller.
I'm a truth teller. Yeah.
Soothsayer Lacey, that's what I was going to say.
Yep, I got the juice.
my Twitter is less of truth and more of my ideas at any given moment, whether they be true, whether they be, you know, written for comedic effect. Probably confuses a lot of people. Like, huh, this guy's used to talk about this, now he's talking about something completely random.
But it kind of doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, on Twitter, you get to be whoever you want to be, and it's all because of the internet. And that's the internet in general. You can be the most shied away, socially removed person in real life and not speak to anyone that you run across. But on Twitter, you have the balls and the audacity to say whatever you want to because you're behind a computer screen.
This is true. We have the social internet warriors. We're fighting people, internet bullying their way across America, pushing their ideas and ideals and getting retweets and favorites. It's pretty awesome.
Calling a nigga, and a fag at the same time, but yet holding your own tongue when you see a person in person.
Yep.
Spare me not.
These people are, you know, they're everywhere. It's easy to set up a fake account and become a warrior. I like to think I live multiple lives through the internet, and it's pretty great. It's pretty great. One thing I wanted to talk about was trying to explain how like you're more than, you're like a sum of your whole, like you're a sum of all your parts. And I was at work and my boss was making assumptions about me, saying I was gonna be late or I wasn't the person to call to, you know, get a shift taken care of. And I was like, well, I don't know, I'm more of like, you call me, and she's like making these assumptions, and I was like, well, I'm like a sum of my parts, you know, I make music, and if you want to understand me, you'd have to listen to all my songs, and you'd have to read my live journal, and you have to read my Twitter, my 20,000 tweets. It's like, you could never understand me, because I'm bigger than this. And that just makes you look stupid in person, but it is still true.
One thing about my Twitter, when you read what I put on Twitter, and I will tell you, bitch, you guessed it. You motherfucking right. Everything that I say on Twitter is what I feel in real life, and then what I would tell you to your face.
Yep, I believe that too. You know, it's just accessing a part of your brain that usually does not get to speak. Does not mean it isn't you.
No, because I know a lot of guys on Twitter that have girlfriends, but they troll the hell out of those DMs. Don't let them jump in the DM. The direct messages, say mama, say la mama, what you doing? You got a man? Asking me if I got a man, but you got three girlfriends.
Yep. I have known quite a few guys to do that, to try to run game in their DMs until their girlfriends figure out their Twitter passwords. They just have to delete everything.
The DMs are like a no man's land. Like, they're like that. They're like, once you go into that rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland, just can't come out because it's a world that's not real, but you feel as though it's real at that direct moment. But in reality, go take care of your two kids and your four baby mamas. And yes, I did say two kids and four baby mamas.
Yeah, how does that work out? Two of them are still pregnant?
Nah.
Is that the math on that note?
My girl got a girlfriend.
Damn. That's a struggle, I guess. Keeping families together.
One tweet at a time.
Yep, one tweet at a time.
One DM slide at a time.
Are you on any of these random dating apps and stuff?
I tried Tinder for 3 days and it got blown up and I was like, swerve. I think the STD rate has risen in certain cities because of Tinder accounts.
Probably has. Tinder is quite an anomaly. It's like every guy I talk to has Tinder problems of trying to have a normal conversation and it not working. It's like this disconnect between what guys want and what girls want, even though it's like literally swipe right to say yes or swipe left to say no. There's still this disconnect.
Kind of like the dating hokey pokey. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Look at that picture again. Reverse.
Oh, good times. This is an incomplete sentence and incomplete thought. That was it.
Like, just the social media genre specific in general is crazy. Because, like I said earlier, you get to live a life that isn't real. And then a lot of times, like, life is boring. Real life is boring, honestly. So we like to make up characters and make up things and make up ideas that we get to blame other things on. And what better place than the internet? It's a magical, wonderful place where you get to be a lying, cheating, dumb, ski, sleaze bag motherfucker. And nobody gives a shit because they can't trace it back to you.
Yep. Except for now we're learning that the government can trace it back to us. And hackers and stuff are getting our information and all this random stuff. Edward Snowden tried to tell us before he was excommunicated from America.
WikiLeaks and WikiSheets, we're all going to find out. What's done in the dark, comes to light eventually. Just that we don't like to say it out loud.
Like to live in that virtual reality, if you will.
The Twitrix. Not the Matrix, but Twitrix. The Twitrix.
Making new words. This is great. I'm going to use that on the next podcast.
The Twitrix.
What's your life in the Twitrix like?
Did you choose the red pill or the blue one? Take your choice. Choose wisely.
All right, now for a superficial question.
Whoop, whoop.
How did you get your followers on Twitter? How do you suspect?
See, what had happened was, I'm what one would call a thirst trap queen. So you'd be like, hey, what's up? Hello. I just seen your twiz. Could you follow back? Hello.
Wow, I wish I could do that. That does not work for me.
I mean, there's always dick pics for dudes. Eggplant Fridays.
Eggplant Fridays. I'm glad I haven't seen that yet. I'm gonna stay away from that hashtag.
Hashtag Eggplant Fridays.
I don't know. I feel like dick pics don't work the same. I feel like if I started sending dick pics on Twitter, I would lose more than half of my followers.
Oh, no.
So if you're starting out on Twitter, I'd like to condone sending dick pics and thirst traps. You know?
Perfect way to get your followers status up. Yeah. Or you can just troll celebrities and hope that hopefully you piss them off just enough to get a response out of them.
That's actually the direction I took with the celebrities. I do a different thing instead of trolling. I like compliment them in like ways that they have to respond to. like, oh, this was the most influential album of my life. And they're like, oh, thank you.
That's very polite, but I chose the lesser road. Well, the road more traveled. I disrespected celebrities, which means I had to delete about 2 Twitters before the one that I had, before the one that y'all are gonna eventually follow or see as of now. Like, the only thing going at celebrities, like, one celebrity in general is Wale. I went straight for Wale's neck, like a pit bull puppy.
He's a person who responds on Twitter a lot.
Because he's in his feelings,
yeah,
100% of the time.
Yeah, he's always getting in beefs on Twitter.
Control yourself, soldier. You rich. We broke. Don't feed the trolls.
Yeah, we can't touch you.
You helping us. We not helping you.
If I, who did I used to tweet at? I used to tweet about Lil Wayne a lot. But I shied away from that as my understanding of him, you know, evolved.
I fucks with Weezy.
Yeah.
I fuck with Lil Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Now, what I did to Wale, I took a low blow. I love Wale's music. I don't know him personally, so I can't go at him personally. But I can go at something that's obvious. I went at his growth stunted dreads. And how his growth stunted dreads automatically got a boost of vitamin B6 and just grew overnight. Yeah. Wale, how your dreads grew?
That's a magical question. I knew a person that was I was in a rap group back in the day, and we had a beef with this guy who had dreads, but we were pretty sure they were weaved in dreads. And like, that was the main point of the diss song that one of my friends made. Just like, what, you got weaves in your head. You ain't no man.
Yeah, weaves in your head. Bitch, and they dreads. That just doesn't work like that. Just like Fetty Wap. I don't understand.
Fake Rasta.
How are you bald in your first song and then you come out with blonde dreads? Where did they come from? The typical dread fairy just touched down from Africa and be like, I'm going to grant you your wish of dreadlocks.
Beautiful blonde dreadlocks.
Beautiful blonde dreadlocks, man. Beautiful.
Put.
Black a bag, you bumba clat, you make sure that next single on smash.
Yep, some people believe there's power in dreads, and, you know, if you can get them synthetically on your head, you know, why not? More power to you and your fake dreads.
And your fake personality. But who am I to judge? I want to be where you are one day.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this, you know, you can tear people down, but we're all trying to build up to that spot. That number one spot. Speaking of, there's like upwards of 12 people who listen to this. How does that make you feel?
Hey, 12 people.
Hey, what's up? I wish I knew you guys' names. Shout out to all y'all.
Shout out to Beatrizy. Shout out to Inno. Shout out to the whole ass jizz, you heard me. I just slim with the money sign. Don't forget the motherfucking money sign. And when you say the money sign, make sure it goes correct.
Blop.
Blocker. I'm a shada.
I wish I had samplers. This whole thing would be sampled off.
Psh, we dropping bombs. We dropping bombs. It's holiday season.
I usually like to diss my listeners. I don't know why, but it's kind of like a fun thing I do. You know, like you guys are stupid. You don't know what we're talking about. You can't follow this conversation. You don't know what's going on.
Know exactly what's going on. You heard everything I said, and you go tell them motherfuckers on Twitter exactly what the fuck I say.
Uh-oh. Run tell that.
Go run tell that.
Indeed. Do you have your Twitter? I'd like to get into the section of reading off and talking about tweets that we have either recently or in the past tweeted.
No, that's gold. Let's pull up the Twitter accounts. Or you could even question me on some of my tweets.
Yeah, indeed.
Because they're quite questionable. Let's
retweeting a tweet you mentioned me in.
I made Byron a meme.
Yeah, that was awesome. I don't have a lot of pictures of me on stage doing comedy.
See, a lot of my tweets consist of retweets from Double XL and Vibe and Complex because I'm a hip-hop head. I'm a music head at the end of the day, all music in general. But I'm so EDM, so house, and so hip-hop is ridiculous. It's kind of one-sided to that effect.
That's cool. I'm really into music also. Be retweeting comedians. I said that weird. Comedians.
Oh, yeah, I'm a motherfucking funny guy. Don't make me bust your head, boy. Let's see. Let's jump on this one. I'd only date a white boy if he is over 6'1", blonde hair, blue eyes, decent-sized dick, and could at least dance and listen to some hip-hop.
So, an Aryan brother. A dancing Aryan brother.
I'm such a troll. Okay, move on to the next one. My goofy ass will run with anyone. Crying, laughing emoji. Crying, laughing emoji. I'm that bitch that gets abducted.
Nice.
We're moving on. Let's see. Working out my issues one step at a time.
Indeed. Positive tweeting.
That was one of my few positive tweets. There was a hip-hop battle with Jack Daniel's Honey, and I went on a screaming fit at New Orleans' own station, Q93, talking about how they lied on their podcast about everything that happened in order to get into that hip-hop battle with Jack Daniel's Honey.
Oh, that seems like a
at Eiffel.
Loaded tweet.
I'm going to try to find them so I can read them one by one.
All right, cool.
Let me see. Here we go. I just found them. Fuck at Q93. Y'all lied with this Jack Daniels underscore US honey bullshit. Dot, 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 dot. Fuck Q93 for not playing that real. At Q93 for moving the 504 radio.
They moved the radio?
The 504 radio, which was with the local hip-hop acts. They moved it from Sunday in the afternoon
right to
Sunday at like 1 o'clock at night.
Damn, that's a big move.
Extremely.
I guess, I don't know, club people. People are clubbing on Sundays at 1 o'clock in the morning, get to listen to it.
Moving on. Who's the 6th best rappers on the West Bank? Algie Slim, Algie Slim, Algie Slim, Algie Slim, Algie Slim, and Algie Slim with the money sign.
That's who you have locked in your trunk. Being the best rapper on the West Bank 6 times over. Legit.
Fuck Dylon. Algie Slim got the juice. Moving on. Anybody else notice that the old drunks and dope heads in New Orleans are like the stoop kid from Hey Arnold, except with the Nutri-Round?
Yeah, I have noticed that. It's like this one area where people are always hanging out. It's like, is this the new stoop? It must be.
This is my Nutri-Round, bitch. No, this is my Nutri-Round. Get off my Nutri-Round. Where my crack rock? I'm just going to troll. See, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Kim Kardashian is gorgeous.
This is a true statement, yeah.
Let's see. I'm not hype about Essence Fest. I just want to see Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick's going to be at Essence?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yep, Sunday.
Learning good shit.
I'm sneaking in. I'm not paying for shit. I'll probably get kicked out and end up on World Star Hip Hop, and I don't give a fuck.
I saw Kendrick at that Kanye concert not too long ago.
That is dope.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
Kendrick is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Jenny effect is real.
It's the Jenny effect.
There's a song by Ray Shrummerd. called This Could Be Us But You Playing. This Could Be Us But You Playing.
Is that the song that started all the memes? This Could Be Us But You Playing.
I don't know. They might have actually stole that from some of the memes. But, you know, creative sampling is creative. You know, life imitates art. Art imitates life, vice versa.
Indeed.
But the Jenny effect is basically like Forrest. You always like that one person that just won't like you back. You do everything in your power to make them like you. Like, Jenny, I love you. Why won't you love me back? And then it hurts. Especially on the transition back to social media.
Yep.
You could like somebody as much as you want to, but the minute you see them posting pictures with someone else or tweeting someone else or Instagramming someone else, it turns into a 180. Like, why can't you like me as much as you like this motherfucker that don't give a fuck about you, but I'm trying to love you, boy. I'm trying to love you, but you won't love me back.
It's, I had a joke about that. Relating to my relationship with God. I was like, why don't you answer me back, God? So you answering all these prophets in the Bible and shit.
Oh, this one's interesting. Let's get into this. I'm the absolute worst dater ever. Take me on a date and I will. Next week. Show up 30 minutes late to an hour late. ... Next week, damn autocorrect, ... I'll drink you as a man, ... Next week, stay on Twitter and Instagram while talking about myself, ... Next week, pay for my own food, movie ticket, or whatever, ... Next week, I'll tip you on what you tip the waitress because I'm dope like that, ... You mad, ...
These are all great tweets.
Tragic ass shit.
This is a glimpse into the life of Lace Joyce Taylor. Miss Algia Slim. Money sign, don't forget it. Greatest rapper.
Greatest rapper alive. Sixth greatest rapper. Algia Slim with the money sign. Don't forget the money sign.
# that's right.
Albert Einstein is the shit.
Yeah. Do you know he wrote a book on racism?
I can believe it.
Einstein on Racism. That's a book that I haven't read yet. I'm supposed to read it, though.
Racism is the stupidest shit, because at the same time, we all bleed the same thing. Bitch, if I cut you, you go bleed the same kind of color blood I fucking bleed.
Yep.
But, I mean, hey, I'm only 3% of a human, and I'm technically still a slave thanks to the 13th Amendment, which y'all motherfuckers sleep.
Yeah.
But I didn't say that out loud.
Preach.
Nah, I'm very conscious. I just play stupid. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Would you like to move on?
Yeah, definitely, we can.
I have a few tweets you're welcome to comment on.
Oh, I'm ready. Let me get closer to the mic.
I'm going to start off with... seems like I was going to work. Starting to learn how to use Windows 7 or 8. Kind of satisfied. So not ready for work. ever do stand up in your dream? I had a great set in my dream. When it was over, someone was gone though, so that didn't feel good.
Everybody normally leaves after mine.
Oh yeah, somebody walked out of my set in my dream. That's pretty messed up.
That's only one person, fuck 'em.
Needs get out of bed, wash clothes, go to work. Do a good job. Food, shelter, water.
You forgot take a shit.
Shit, shower, shave.
The three imperatives.
I only feel comfortable texting Twitter at work. Something about looking like I have texting buddies. Loneliness, sweet. I don't have anything... What? I don't have to have anything for you. Wow. Bow. Apparently, I have no idea what I'm talking about on my own Twitter. For some reason, I thought colonialism's glee cousin gentrification would be a funny line. Should be the hipster progressive cousin, actually.
Gentrification. I always thought gentrification was gingerfication, and that meant for light-colored people to take over.
For the redheads.
In the words of Panit, Yahtzee, bitches.
Panit has a great joke about racism and reincarnation. I can't use Instagram on my phone because it's glitching. I was trying to post a Reznor tag, and the whole app gave up on me. Have you seen these Reznor tags around New Orleans?
What's that about?
It's a, I don't know if it's a tagger or like, or if it's Trent Reznor, the guy from Nine Inch Nails. But like people are going around putting his name on like buildings and stuff, like by La Nuit, not La Nuit, by Siberia.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to put it.
Y'all have a good one.
Being congratulated on the podcast. This is instant gratification. okay, I lost my place. It has some pretty colors involved. It would have been a great add to my collection of Instagram pictures, not Reznor.
Fuck Instagram. Big booty bitches lie.
Had to delete and download Instagram again. Found out that the structure is the option on my phone. I can't do without freezing.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what structuring pictures does.
Yeah, I don't download my updates. I got an iPhone. I love you, Apple, but fuck you, Apple.
Ended up posting my blue Reznor picture and getting followed by 5 people. Guess Instagram told them I existed and I had Reznor pictures.
Yahtzee, bitches.
Instagram is the safest version of my redo. My Instagram is the safest version of my internet persona. And the same time, the most underrated underachiever.
Hey, we win at life.
Indeed.
In the long run. Not in the beginning.
There's a tweet about Charleston from Tariq Nasheed. Watching the police press conference in Charleston. And wondering why they won't refer to the Charleston shooter as a terrorist.
Because he's white.
Uh-oh.
I said it. Imagine a white person going into somewhere and getting fussed at about something and then just yelling, is it because I'm white? Is it because I'm white?
That would be great. That should be a viral video, like a created video. Get one of our friends to do it. Like a brother's chicken. That awkward moment when you love the world, but it don't love you.
That's life.
Hive mind might be getting relevant again. What's your hive mind telling you?
That I should stop thinking too much.
Yeah, that is what our hive minds tell us, to stop thinking. I'm done reading my tweets. The direction close to nowhere.
Twitter.
Indeed. Do you have any plugs or anything? Anything that's coming up that you would like 12 people to know about?
We'll see. I have a Dirty Bass Burlesque show where I'm going to take some of NOLA's dirtiest comics. Dirty Byron Zard included. And some of NOLA's dirtiest comics. A few of NOLA's trippiest artists. And a couple of New Orleans' hottest burlesque babes. And put together a delightfully intriguing sketch burlesque music show of awesomeness of a Midsummer Night Dream. For all of you motherfuckers who don't want to read the book in college, you could come see my shit for $10 and understand exactly what's going on.
That's legit. Any plugs ranging from now until like 20 years in the future? Because this is podcasting where you'll imprint your voice for the masses for forever.
I'm gonna be fucking famous, and all you motherfuckers that didn't fuck with me right now, don't try to fuck with me now, because by the time I'm famous, I'm probably gonna be so fucked up I'm not gonna remember anything other than the fact that you ain't fuck with me. You ain't really fuck with me way back then, boy. How about now?
Bitch, where are you when I was walking? Yeah, hashtag King Kunta. I plugs in the future and now supposedly doing comedy, open mics. Find me on the streets, next to corners, possibly in intersections. Usually wearing shirts and pants. Channel at YouTube/Byron Broussard. Look up all of my random clips and shit. And yeah, enjoy life. That's my plug.
And I tap dance in my drawers in the French Quarters with a hat, with a New Orleans Pelicans hat. If you see me dancing in my drawers in the French Quarters, make sure you give me a dollar, give me a pound. I appreciate it. It's gonna go straight to my gas tank because I'm broke. I ain't got no money. I'm broke. Help us out.
If this is the near future, not the rich future.
Yeah.
When you see us in the streets, please give us money. This is the main point we want to, you know, project to.
Turn into Rihanna. If I tap dance in my drawers, I'm going to follow you for 3 blocks singing, bitch, better have my money. You looked for 3 minutes, you owe me $3.
Pictures cost extra.
Or at least a drink.
All right. Thank you, guys. I have been Byron, also Lord Byron, a.k.a. Byron Keith, also known as Black Rocker and Lord Black Rocker on Instagram and Snapchat shit.
And I'm Lacey Joyce Taylor, writer, comedian, extraordinaire, /psychopath, /urbane conversationalist, /bitch, you better act accordingly. You can follow me at Twitter, Instagram, all that other good stuff, at TaylorMadeLay, TayLorMadeLay. And don't forget the juice, man.